With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
And good afternoon, Hunterdon County. This is Dr. Mueller with Get Healthy Hunterdon. And the weather for today, this afternoon, area of drizzles before 1 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 79. East wind around 8 miles per hour. Tonight, a slight chance of showers after midnight, mostly cloudy with a low around 63. East wind 6 to 8 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is around 20%. And that's all from that storm Jose out there in the Atlantic Ocean, just churning and making a ugly mess of the coast of New Jersey there and all. But he'll make up his mind sooner or later, so let's see what's going to happen with that. All right, here we go.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And welcome to our show, Get Healthy Hunterdon. This is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington, serving Hunterdon County and the surrounding areas with Hunterdon's most experienced healthcare in that profession. And today we've got an interesting topic that we're going to be talking about. It's called photodynamic therapy. So what the heck can that be, Dr. Miola? Well, what we found is a lot of people are talking about the seasonal affective disorder now, this time of the season. And they're having issues that are going on. So what we're going to be doing is taking a look at things coming on. But as a matter of fact, today what we're going to be doing is going to a real quick commercial break. So hold on. And welcome back, listeners. This is Dr. Miola with Get Healthy Hunterdon, and our guest has arrived running up the stairs here to get on the air and to give you some information about his unique services that he provides for the people of Hunterdon County. Today, as our guest, we have Toby Lloyd from the Hunterdon Preparatory School up in Annandale, New Jersey. So, first of all, Toby, welcome to our show and stuff, and get your breath, have a glass of water and stuff, and then we'll get started here and all. We were interested in your particular facility up there and all, and I remember when it used to be up there in Hoffman's Crossing there in, what was that? That was Lebanon Township or so? And then you guys recently have moved there and all.
Right.
So down to the Annandale office and all. So why don't you tell us, first of all, what it is, how it got started, how you're involved with it, and things of that nature.
It's an amazing story. Let's say the Hunterdon Preparatory School, as it is now, existed first in 1975 when it was incorporated in Califon, New Jersey, on Hoffman's Crossing Road as the Hunterdon Learning Center. About 10 years after its incorporation, I was teaching at another alternative school down in Basking Ridge and got the opportunity to take a look at the Hunterdon Learning Center and wound up being there and taking a position as a teacher in 1985.
Okay.
Any interest in taking over the directorship, and I, of course, at the time, I didn't know it was because nobody else would want it.
Okay. It's always the last resort and stuff.
This seat is the hot seat.
I can imagine.
I've come to really enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
But so in 95, I became the principal and the executive director, and that's been my position since then. But in about 2010, 11, 12, we began to really reexamine the population of kids that we serve and the shift and the changes in the needs of that population. And it seemed more suitable to no longer operate in a place that was on an 80-acre farm in a very remote place where even the people of the town of Califon, where we had been for 30-plus years, weren't even sure what we were.
Yeah, I remember growing up on Mount Grove Road there and all, and always passing it when you put up the log cabins, and then I used to go fishing down in Kenlockwood Gorge, and you guys had that little trail, and there was always activity going on there, but you never actually knew what was going there.
Right, and I guess what started to feel wrong to me was that we had students that just had so much ability and so many talents and so much to offer the larger community, and we were starting to help them begin to believe that themselves. But the only practice in doing that they were able to get in that remote area was right there at the school. So I wanted to get us down closer to a thriving community like Clinton,
mm-hmm.
Close to higher education like RVCC, and start to connect with both of those communities.
Mainly
for the purpose of opening up opportunities for our kids, but as much for the purpose of letting other people know about what we had and what we had to offer.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we've been able to accomplish in 4 years down at the new site. It used to be the old CenturyLink building.
Right. Okay, so what was it that you had to do to that particular location to bring it up to the new standards that you had envisioned and all, and where are you currently at and where are your goals going with this and all?
The fortunate thing about the site that we found was that it had been uninhabited for 3 to 4 years. So we were looking at an 18,000 square feet basically of nothing.
Oh, okay.
It was an empty rectangle of cement floors and lolly columns.
Mm-hmm.
And my business manager and assistant director, Hope, I looked at her and she looked at me, and at the same time we both said, this is it.
Great canvas to start working on,
exactly.
A blank canvas.
We knew we could create anything there. So we got a fantastic architect and basically started by writing down, what is it that we want the space to say about the work that's done here? Mostly, since we were signing a 15-year lease, it was very important that we created a space that could change, easily change,
mm-hmm.
so that no office, no classroom, with the exception of the kitchen and the bathrooms, were use-specific.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Because who knows what school is going to look like in 10 years?
Exactly. So
much
changing.
So we wanted it to be flexible very much in the way that the school is, because the school in operation is a very flexible structure. It needs to be to serve the needs of our kids.
Mm-hmm.
But we were able to create that space. Mostly it reinforces the idea of community and creativity and motion and action. Our school is never designed to be something that where kids come and they just feel good there for a few years and then leave. It's all about you're here to prepare, and you're here to prepare for something that you get to define. So let's make that a collaborative process and do that together.
Now, when we come back from break, we'll talk about what the population is that actually comes there and all. So why don't we take a little break now and stuff, and we'll come back and discuss and check into that then, okay?
Yep.
Join the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Flemington Community Partnership for their Card Club networking event hosted by Northfield Bank on Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Northfield Bank's Flemington office right here on Main Street. For details and to RSVP, visit hunterdon-chamber.org or call 908-782-7115. See you there.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
We are back. This is Dr. Miolo with Nutrimost of Flemington, serving Hunterdon County and surrounding areas, one of the most experienced in Hunterdon County. And our guest today is Toby Lloyd from the Hunterdon Preparatory School. And he is excited to tell our listeners and everybody about the amazing facility that they have down there and the population of people that they help to get ready to get out in society and get intern programs set up and also. Go ahead and tell us
sure.
a little bit more about this.
I guess the first thing to know is that we serve a student population that currently is from 38 school districts in 10 counties. We are a day school, but we do draw from that large regional area.
Mm-hmm.
I guess one of the best things about the move that we made down from Hoffman's Crossing in Califon to our Spencer Lane location in Annandale is that it immediately made the school physically more accessible to many more districts than we could have imagined.
Okay.
Just that simple 5 miles through the woods, you know, to get to Hoffman's Crossing was a deal breaker.
Right, yeah, exactly, yeah. To get up there's only so many roads you could take and all.
And now Spencer Lane literally runs parallel all of 15 to 20 feet from Route 78. But when you're at our facility, which has a half a mile long driveway that runs away from Route 78, you can't even hear it. You can't see it. You're in the middle of the cornfields of the Spencer
yeah,
Farm.
Exactly. When I visited it all, it was an amazing facility that you had there and all. And actually, the Spencers and stuff, who the farmers there and all, is one of our patients and stuff at the office. So she's always talking about, you know, how that was like, you know, the old company there and all, and how when you guys came in and stuff, you kind of renovated and, you know, offered some new life into that building and all.
We did.
So that was good.
And one of the things, there were some traditional aspects of the previous site in Califon that we wanted to retain that we felt were really very important and good for not only our kids but every kids, and that's a connection to the outdoors. Adults spend so much time in front of screens. Even when they're walking outside, their face is in a screen.
Exactly.
And that is a virtual world. I think sometimes people tend to start to blur the lines between the real one and the virtual one. So what we've found is even kids who are very invested in the virtual world and live a great deal of their lives there truly do enjoy the real world when we get them out on a kayak on Round Valley, when we get them walking in Lockwood Gorge or the Columbia Trail. So that site also provided us with so many natural settings
right.
to go and use learning in that way, how you reacquaint yourself with the natural world and the importance of getting out in it, what it does for you, what it has to teach you. So the space we built really kind of reflects the interests of our students and what they're preparing for. So we, while a lot of other arts programs are kind of in decline or are shrinking, we put right at the center of our building, we built an enormous room that's a gathering room, a community room. There's a big stage in there, which all the band equipment is set up on all the time. There's a 900-square-foot music studio, a 900-square-foot art studio, and a commercial teaching kitchen that all feed into that room. And those are the rooms, those are the spaces that are at the center of the building. And then in a kind of an oval all the way around those spaces are the workspaces and the offices. So you've got this kind of social creative hub in the center, and then the business is taken care of on the outer rims of that.
Right, okay.
And then a year and a half ago, our landlord offered us a 5,000-square-foot warehouse that was empty.
Oh, geez.
And we had had an inkling that our program would be expanding into the post-secondary world. So we went ahead and built that room out, that space out, with the idea that we would eventually be opening something there.
Okay.
And we, in fact, did open a 12-plus program in last week.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. So how's that coming along?
It's coming along great. We have 8 kids going through that pilot program. They're all kids who are have completed, if not all, most of their high school graduation requirements, but have decided, as have their treatment teams, that that they still need some supported transition into employment or college or polytech. So there's a lot of partnerships going on in that program between internships and Hunterdon County Polytech and our students, so on and so forth, RVCC and our students.
Right. Yeah. Now, what phase does your particular facility offer to the kids? And well, most of them are coming from like a high school environment where they may not be socially or educationally or dynamically fitting in and stuff. Those are always the kids that they labeled and stuff, the troublemakers or the oddball kids and things like that. And your facility basically is offering like the next step for them to be able to take to continue on with the learning and the growth process and all. And how do you guys go about doing that and all?
Well, our students, I think the word that I've really gotten interested in using is unconventional.
Okay.
I mean, not to say that other people are conventional, but our students really have a very singular nature to their personalities, their interests, and their abilities. And the situation for them has just been either because of a different learning style, some other kind of support needs that just weren't present in the structure they were in before, most of which were public schools.
Right.
You're right. It was not a good fit. So when they get the opportunity, when their districts give them access to a school like mine, a really amazing things can happen very quickly, because our structure is designed to flex, to change, to address those kids where they are as soon as they come to us.
Okay.
So the idea of academic work being done as a large class all at the same time, everybody's got the same assignments, everybody's got the same books, that's not what holds at my school. You might have a 10th and an 11th grader in a math class, and they might be doing very different levels of mathematics. And that's the good thing, is that that's the norm at my school. Nobody seems to feel that there's anything unusual about
that. Isn't that something? Yeah.
And it's because we all embrace this idea of multiple intelligences. There are so many ways to be smart, and sometimes, in some places, the only way to be visibly valued is to either be really great at sports or really make the honor roll every marking period, so on and so forth. At our school, we value equally the ability to excel at anything that's good for you and contributes to others. So I think that the social learning experiences, the group counseling that we offer, and all of the enrichment activities that we do, they're as important as math and English and,
right,
social, and history and science. In my mind, they
one
are.
One of the things that impressed me as I was walking through the halls on the tour and stuff with Jamie was the music that was coming out of the rooms, the artwork, the poetry, the writings that were on the walls, you know, the groups in the computer labs and the music labs that you had, as well as those little individual rooms that you had where you were doing the academic world of math, you know, reading, writing, arithmetic,
sure,
and things like that. So it was amazing how you incorporated everything. Everybody had smiles on their faces, and, you know, nobody was falling asleep, which is, you know, a big thing that goes on at the public schools and all. So, you know, you've definitely taken, you know, learning to, like, that next level and stuff and really enhanced and given these kids an opportunity to really exceed where before in the public sector and stuff, they're always the troublemakers or, you know, just go and sit down and stuff and don't say anything and we'll pass you and things like that.
Either that or they were invisible.
Yeah.
I think if you asked most of my students what was it like there, they said it was like I wasn't there.
Yeah. Isn't that something? So for 4 years of going through, you know, we'll just say high school and stuff, you know, you're just a body kind of moving through the hallways and stuff. Here in your facility and stuff, you're actually allowing these kids to kind of blossom and become really interesting individuals, you know, with their multitude of, you know, talents and stuff that just needed that little bit of nurturing to bring it out of them and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's great. It's great fun.
Yeah. One of the things that was kind of interesting was I kind of noticed, like, they really express themselves a little differently than what would be socially acceptable out in the real world and stuff, and as far as their hairstyles or their cuts or even their colors and stuff. But, you know, when you're walking around and stuff, you know, creative people and stuff don't generally follow a set pattern and stuff. You know, they bring into you know, their world and stuff, a multitude of different, you know, stimuluses and all, and that this could be one of them and stuff. So it's really interesting how you guys help to nurture that. You know, you don't let it get out of control, but you allow them to express themselves in so many different ways, get the creativity that goes on.
So often those kinds of physical expressions, especially when they're extreme, they're designed to get some kind of reaction.
Yeah, exactly, and that's the thing, you know, exactly.
And to create some kind of little space for that person to feel like they're connected to something. And what we've found is that if you when you leave that alone and you don't even react to it, that kind of just corrects itself.
Exactly, which Jamie was telling me and stuff like that. She said, you know, people would come in here, you know, on the extreme ends, you know, piercings and body, you know, expressions and stuff. And she said within a short period of time and stuff, you know, everybody looks like that. So they weren't different than anybody else. They were really the norm in there. So they didn't need to do that expression anymore. So that was kind of interesting.
I've seen kids come in with more metal in their face than a robot and graduate, you know, looking like they're going to Harvard.
Isn't that something? Just a short period of time, because you have the children and young adults from what, just 4 years there and all or so, right?
Actually, it's usually about half that.
Half that? Oh, my God.
Yeah, we accept some now.
Okay.
Of course, we have the 12-plus program. But the lion's share of our students don't arrive at our school till 9th, 10th, 11th. Particularly 10th and 11th.
Okay.
And I think mostly it's because these are kids who it takes a long time for them to be identified as and have it agreed upon that they should be eligible for out-of-district services. And
mm-hmm.
it's because they're those invisible kids.
Kids and things like
mm-hmm.
that. So you think perhaps in the public world and things like that, we need to change maybe the parameters that we're using to identify these children and stuff that do have – and they're not so much a special need, it just has a different need than what the public educational process can provide for them.
In a perfect world, that would happen frequently.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Wow. So about how many different districts do you have sending to your facility there
it's
now?
It's about 38 right now.
38? Not just here in New Jersey or all in New Jersey?
All in New Jersey.
All in
but
New
it's
Jersey.
Ten, we serve 10 counties right
wow.
now.
Wow.
So our geographic spread is really Phillipsburg all the way out to Mountain High School in West Orange.
Oh, geez.
And then Blairstown, North Warren, all the way down to Hopewell and Princeton. And then Frenchtown out to into Sussex County to Jefferson, Sparta.
Sparta,
so
wow.
Pretty big, pretty
that
big
is a
area.
Big thing and all. But what we're going to do is take a little break here now, and we will be right back.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Yet in recent years, the United Nations has not reached its full potential because of bureaucracy and mismanagement.
President Trump addressing the General Assembly of the United Nations, calling out many times the UN has shown mismanagement and misspending of their funds. The president pledged the United States would support reform within the United Nations.
We support your efforts to look across the entire system and to find ways the United Nations can better and be better at development, management, peace, and security.
The death toll now risen to 3 in a horrific bus crash in Queens, New York early today. Authorities say 15 people hurt, including several others with life-threatening injuries. A private bus that said Dahlia on the back broadsided an MTA bus about 6:15 this morning. One of them then crashed into a row of businesses. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, Jay, did I miss out? Have the rates gone up? The answer is no. Rates are still low, and it's a perfect time to refinance your home, especially if your mortgage rate is higher than 4.25%. If you'd like to lower your interest rate and save thousands of dollars in interest without starting over on a new 30-year loan, a Quicken Loans Yorgage is what you're looking for. With our exclusive Yorgage, you can choose a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year Yorgage is 3.25%, APR 3.67%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 4th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
British police have two people in custody in connection with a terrorist bombing of a London train.
One of the men thought to be being detained and questioned by police, 21-year-old Yahya Farouk, is believed to be registered at one of the addresses which belongs to a couple known for fostering hundreds of children, including refugees. An 18-year-old man is also being questioned after being detained at the UK port of Dover on the weekend. Meanwhile, Britain's terror threat level has been reduced following the arrests back down to its second highest level. Natalie Powell, London.
More than 80 people are in custody following a third night of protests in St. Louis on Sunday. The mostly peaceful protests erupted after a white policeman was acquitted for the murder of a black heroin dealer who reached for a gun to shoot police officers in 2011. Officers in riot gear used pepper spray in efforts to disperse the leftovers. Sunday's protest was the largest of the three nights so far. Get more news and analysis online at usaradio.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com.
It's one of America's favorite foods, and it's being celebrated today, National Cheeseburger Day.
It must be the nation's favorite, with Americans consuming over 50 billion burgers every year. Did you know that 70% of all beef served in American restaurants is in the form of a burger? We spoke to Kenny Bowers of Kenny's Burger Joint in Dallas, Texas.
Let's face it, burgers are, you know, I think have been and always will be a huge part of our culture.
No one knows for sure who came up with the first cheeseburger, but a lot of people believe it came from a Pasadena, California restaurant called The Right Spot in 1926. His name was Lionel Sternberger. I'm John Clemens.
An assault trial underway near Phoenix for NBA players who were defending the integrity of their mother. Here's Jason Campadonia.
Marcus and Markeith Morris are accused of beating up a 36-year-old man outside a Phoenix Recreation Center 2 years ago. The alleged victim says the brothers punched and kicked him several times, leaving him with a fractured nose, abrasions, and a large bump on his head. Investigators say the twins got upset after the man started sending inappropriate text messages to their mother. Opening statements are expected today, and the trial should take about 10 days.
And this is Dr. Mule again. We're here with Get Healthy Hunterdon. And Wednesday, we've got a slight chance of showers from good old Jose out there in the Atlantic Ocean churning up all kinds of nonsense. And partly sunny with a high near 78 degrees. North wind 13 to 16 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is, again, only around 20% and all. So we are going to go back. And we are back here with Get Healthy Hunterdon with our guest today. We've got Toby Lloyd from the Hunterdon Preparatory School there located in Annandale, New Jersey, on the old Spencer Road there. And we've been having an exciting talk about just what this facility does for the people of Hunterdon County here and all, and how they're able to provide a service that isn't found anywhere else in the school system and all. So, Toby, go ahead and tell us a little bit, much more about the facility there and what you're doing with the kids and where they can go after they get done with you.
Yeah, well, again, I mentioned earlier on that our move down to Annandale was specifically for the reason of connecting with the larger community. And the very first thing that we did was join the Hunterdon Chamber and join the Somerset Chamber. And we've been much more active with the Hunterdon Chamber. And, in fact, we had a student who was actually sitting in your seat last spring. He did a year and a half as an intern here. And then after a year and a half, he was offered his own show.
Oh, my gosh.
So
okay.
This young man named Wyatt actually did his hour show. I believe it was on Thursday mornings or Friday mornings.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the archives probably still have him.
Still have him in there though, yeah.
So. But that's the kind of stuff we've been able to do with open-minded and creative business people in Hunterdon County. We've really integrated into the town of Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
What we liked about the possibility of internship sites there is we're not talking about large chain businesses with an impersonal kind of position that you go, you're either a bagger or you push carts around or
right.
Something like that. In most of those cases, you're working with the person who created the business. They're very small businesses with a very deliberate and unique focus that was very carefully nurtured, thought about, and then brought into fruition. And so it's nice for our students to be able to actually work with and learn about work from people who created a business.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got the boutiques in town and the Basil Bandwagon.
Oh, okay.
A bunch of different places. The Red Mill has taken a bunch of our students on as interns.
Oh, nice.
We're very, very active in October with helping them to craft the scenery and then set up their Halloween
haunted mm-hmm.
mill.
Oh, and that works right into their creativity and all.
It
so they
does.
Must love that.
They love it. I love it. I get over there as much as I can. We actually have students who've graduated who are now actors.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
Oh, yeah. They go over there and they sign up and they're actors for the all 3 weekends that it's open.
Oh, jeez. So from the school and stuff, making that transition from being student to being workforce material and things like that, what kind of criteria are you looking for? How can the radio audience here in Hunterdon County perhaps give you an opportunity to have or have them have an opportunity to have one of your students come and intern with them? What is it that you're looking for? What is it that they can provide, and how do you come together with those two?
Okay. Well, we have a very energetic and very bright SLE coordinator, which stands for Structured Learning Experience. Her name is Jamie Capizzuto.
Okay. Oh, I met her. Yeah, yeah. Full of energy and just a firecracker.
Exactly.
Jeez.
And so the way that our structured internships work, again, like our program, they're highly individualized. Now, we might have a student with a mood disorder. Maybe it's anxiety. they're not ready to go full bore into multi-hours, multi-days a week. But they're ready to take a step into something that might be 1 hour a week. Be there, and it would be supported while that person is getting used to the idea of interacting socially the way that that needs to be done in a business.
Oh, okay.
They've got a mentor or a supervisor right there at the site, not a member of our staff, mm-hmm. but somebody who's involved in the business, often the business owner.
Oh, okay.
Who is willing to kind of mentor that student.
Oh, that's excellent. Then.
How this works and the kind of shifts that have to happen within you intellectually, from an organizational standpoint, from a socialized standpoint, to do that successfully. So it's been people who've truly taken interest in who our students are.
Right.
And help listening to them about where they want to go and then partnering with them on that. Mm-hmm. So our students actually meet with Jamie. Jamie says, what are you interested in learning about? Well, I want to be a computer scientist, or I want to write software someday. Okay. She finds somebody who has a business developing software, and it might be someone who's got a home business. They work from home. They have an office. But the company is based in India. We have students who've done interviews with the CEO of a company in India on Skype.
Isn't that something? Oh, my gosh.
And then they proceed to work with that person in office, or they begin to get work sent to them at home. And many people work from home now. So there's a lot of different looks to it.
Right.
And they're all constantly evolving. But we have had kids from anywhere from working for Representative Peterson to grooming dogs.
Mm, okay, yeah. Yeah, Jamie was saying, yeah.
People working on organic farms, people working in computer offices, people working for local banks. It's literally everything. And then there are a few students that actually do internships in-house.
Oh, okay.
For instance, our art instructor takes on an art intern who is actually thinking about becoming an art teacher and moving in that direction. And they might take on an art intern to find out what it's like on the teacher's end of things.
Oh.
How much attention you have to pay to preparation before your class comes
mm-hmm.
in. How you have to keep track of supplies and maintain an inventory. How those things are budgeted, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
In my case, I'm actually mentoring two students who are music students right now in music digital audio technology.
So that's such a big field these days,
too. One of the reasons I was a little late, because I was finishing up an internship. I was finishing up a Pro Tools session with one of my young mm-hmm. ladies. And we were having so much fun, it went a little overtime.
Never a problem.
But it's really the community can help just by being interested in learning about us. I have an open door policy as far as guests go. We want anyone that wants to know more about our school. I will meet with you personally.
Okay.
Give us a call. Say you just want to come see the school. I will be the one that meets you and takes you on a tour. That's been the way.
And
Jamie going out into chamber events.
Right.
I've been
yeah.
with her on a number of those as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's just been that kind of networking that have really got us some visibility in the county now.
Right.
That, and we've also have a very a flourishing relationship going with Raritan Valley Community College.
Oh, excellent. Okay.
Their president is a very forward thinking man, Mike McDonough. And he's been to the school 3 or 4 times already. And we've spoken a great deal. In fact, our conversations have a lot to do with the fact that we've got the 12-plus program going now. Because there are needs out there for kids who might not have the kinds of needs that are easily visible, who are going to struggle
right.
when they get into a more independent learning and social environment like community college or 4-year college.
Right.
There are really no services, literally no services available.
Isn't that something? You know, so you've got an individual that, you know, been going through the public school system and all, really hasn't been taken care of, kind of, you know, you know, labeled as, you know, invisible or, you know, not the average kid and all, you come and provide a really nice service in between there and all. But then, you know, it's that follow-up. So what happens after they graduate from high school and stuff? Where can they go? What can they do? And you seem to provide, you know, that nice little transition and all. The nice thing about Hunterdon County is we have so many entrepreneurs, you know, business starters and people that have, you know, really great ideas that they're putting to, you know, the public work there and all, and they would probably love to have an intern, you know, a couple hours a week or a couple day or two a week and things just to do that and all. So, again, anybody out there listening and stuff who either is looking for somebody or knows a business owner that's looking for somebody, please definitely contact the radio station, myself, or even, you know, the Hunterdon Preparatory facility up there in Annandale and stuff, but that would be ideal to be going on. Now, do you guys do shows or any kind of recitals or any kind of artwork display things at all?
Interestingly enough, yes. That as our first connection to the community has been the SLE program. Our second connection to the community has been our work with RVCC. So we actually have students taking RV classes.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. At first, they were taking those classes with one of the RV professors who would actually come to our school and teach the course there.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
But a more authentic experience, as it was pointed out to us by our students, would be if they went there
right.
and took the class with students that don't go to HPS mm-hmm. and had a really, truly on-campus, authentic on-campus experience. So that's what they do now.
Oh, wow. And what's been the feedback with that?
Oh, it's been great.
Yeah.
It's just been really, really great. It's very, very rigorous. It's really a huge challenge for our kids. But that's where the notion that when they go into this new experience, they know how to support each other. They know they're going back to a community that will support them.
Right.
That makes it easier. I believe that's what makes it possible.
Yeah, it gives them that life vest to come back to and stuff and kind of, you know, lick their wounds or, you know, feel better about themselves so that they can take on the next, you know, week and things like that.
Yes.
Very good. Well, we're going to take a little break here and also we're going to come back. So, folks, stick around and we will return.
Also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, Big C here doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off for Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. Signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests enjoy throughout the day. Oh yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And fury against the North Koreans is not an empty threat.
What we were doing was being responsible. Where North Korea is being irresponsible and reckless, we were being responsible by trying to use every diplomatic possibility that we could possibly do.
Appearing on CNN State of the Union, Haley says if
And this is Dr. Miola with Get Healthy Hunterdon. I'm from Nutrimost of Flemington, Hunterdon County's most experienced in the healthcare and industry, and we've got our guest here and all, who's Toby Lloyd from the Hunterdon Preparatory School in Annandale, New Jersey. And we were just having an interesting conversation offline about the programs that you have, and as far as things that the public can come up and see, recitals and displays and stuff. So why don't we talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, we have incredibly creative students at my school, and many of them are attracted to art and music. As such, the art program, I mean, anyone who comes in the building, who even approaches the front door, will see evidence of that immediately. There's art everywhere, mm-hmm. and it's beautiful art. But we do an annual art show. It's usually paired with some kind of dinner.
Oh, okay.
And that happens in the springtime. That's always on our website. We do a lot of.
And the dinner is
there.
From the culinary school that you have teaching there, too,
right.
and stuff.
Yep.
So, yeah.
The kids prepare
oh,
all of that.
Oh, excellent.
Our music lab concerts happen 6 times a year.
Oh.
So we actually do 6 concerts a year. We're doing recording projects all the time. But what we've been trying to do is find ways to take all of that artistic talent and expression out into the community. And mm-hmm. most recently, there's a local charity called Rustival. They actually had a 2-day music festival this weekend at the Clinton Elks.
Oh, okay.
And it actually began 8 years ago as a fundraiser for pancreatic cancer. There was a young man named Russ Perry, who was a local Hunterdon County musician,
oh, okay.
who passed away from that. And his family created a backyard fundraiser for him, which now has grown into a 2-day 16-band festival.
Wow.
They've raised upward of $100,000 for PanScan. It just so happens that the woman who put this whole thing together is also the mother of a former student of mine who was also a music student. So my band got invited to play to, I think, the 3rd or 4th Rustival, which
oh.
we did, and we've played it ever since. The last 2 years, I've made sure that I bring students with me, student musicians, to perform with the band.
Excellent.
So we got the kind of reception that inspired the organization to begin to offer us a scholarship. So the Russ Perry Memorial Scholarship is now available to seniors.
Oh,
and now
nice.
That fundraiser is also a fundraiser for that scholarship
mm-hmm.
fund. It was held this weekend, and unfortunately, for the first time in a couple of years, we weren't able to represent down there. But what we're going to do instead is later in the year hold our own music concert at the school
oh, okay.
as a fundraiser for the Russ Perry Scholarship
nice.
Association. And that's going to be our really the first time that we can bring the community in. For
yeah.
community
oh, that'll
cause.
Be an amazing move then yeah. on your part and stuff. Yeah.
It'll oh. be exciting.
Excellent, though. Very, very good. Nice to see. So as far as you go out into the community, you get the kids involved, engaged in the local companies and things like that. So these children, so what do they have to say about this whole thing? Where before they were just like invisible in the public school systems, you've provided that little stepping stone to get them a little bit more prepared to get out into the public works and stuff. What is their take on all this now?
Well, what I observe, and I've been talking to kids about their lives and listening to descriptions of their lives before and after for 35 years now. And I think the thing that keeps me excited is they go from being kids who are very much convinced of their utter lack of value and possibility.
Mm-hmm.
To being kids who don't think about anything but possibility.
Isn't that something to make that short a change in, that short a period of time? That's incredible.
Well, it's remarkable how much patience, attention, kindness, acceptance, The healing qualities of those things cannot be overemphasized. Mm-hmm.
Just incredible how quickly you can make that change and stuff just by allowing them to, you know, express themselves a little differently than what the quote-unquote typical person does and all. So, yeah.
The key is that every one of my students feels equally visible, valued, and respected. That is by design.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the culture that we've set up. That's the system. That's what the system teaches and reinforces.
Right.
And it's very true. And when you walk through the school, you could see that.
Oh, every doorway, you know, every hallway, wall and stuff, you know, had something, you know, personal that these kids were really, you know, showing what they were capable of doing and, you know, like really inner messages coming out in their artwork, their music, their poems, everything that was going on in there.
The kids are constantly looking for ways to contribute to the community at large. We do fundraisers all year long. Almost all of those are generated by ideas that the students come up with, that we ask them to come up with.
Oh, that's good.
They take the lead in helping to organize them with our guidance. They're always wondering what they can do. What can we do next? Who can we help?
Hmm.
So to go from someone who's kind of like just stuck in their head to someone who's only thinking about what can I do for someone else, that's the shift we're looking for.
That is an incredible shift to go on. Now, with the last few minutes that we have, how can our radio audience and stuff either get a hold of you, come set up an appointment to take a tour of your facility, get on a list of internships, or you know, look on like a website that you have for your next upcoming program and all?
Okay. Well, the website is, we've taken a lot of time to develop that. It's very informative. It's www.huntertonprep.org. And go there. If anything you want to know about the school, you'll find all of us, the team. This was not created by some marketing company. The content was all created by the people who work at the school.
Excellent.
And then... Other than that, simply call our number, 908-832-7200. Kathy Smith is our wonderful school administrative assistant. She will take your call and set you up with an appointment with me. And then when that day comes, you come and I'll meet you at the door and we'll spend some time together.
Okay. And then physically, where are you guys located?
We're located 37. I'm sorry. That's the Hoffman. We're at Spencer Lane.
Spencer Lane.
Spencer Lane. Three Spencer Lane.
Okay, very good. And that's in Annandale?
It's in Annandale.
Annandale, right off of...
right off of Petticoat.
Petticoat Lane and stuff.
Across from the transfer station.
Transfer station that everybody knows where that is and stuff.
Right.
This was an excellent hour and stuff. I think the radio audience got to see another part of what Huntington County is so well known for and as far as their great hospitality and taking, nurturing, and supporting a multitude of young ideas, young businesses, and key concepts, and as far as creating people not only that can be effective now, but in society going forward, and then also giving back to the Huntington County area and stuff. So, you know, hats off to you guys that are there and stuff, the staff, the teachers, everybody that supports this and all. And we look forward to, getting you back on the show with some, you know, other good things that are going on.
Well, Dr. Miola, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Wonderful. All right, and we'll see everybody next week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare. Your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Huntington Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntertonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Yet in recent years, the United Nations has not reached its full potential because of bureaucracy and mismanagement.
President Trump addressing the General Assembly of the United Nations, calling out many times the UN has shown mismanagement and misspending of their funds. The president pledged the United States would support reform within the United Nations.
We support your efforts to look across the entire system
and to find ways the United Nations can better and be better at development, management, peace, and security.
The death toll now risen to 3 in a horrific bus crash in Queens, New York early today. Authorities say 15 people hurt, including several others with life-threatening injuries. A private bus that said Dahlia on the back broadsided an MTA bus about 6:15 this morning. One of them then crashed into a row of businesses. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
Oh, I had my joints all ached. My fat, the nerve was really bad. Like 10 hours, my eyes were so tired and heavy and almost burning. And then when I woke up in the morning, there was this nagging pain. I mean, it hurt to open them. And just in a week, like, I don't have the nagging pain anymore. My joints stopped hurting, and I'm in wood season. I'm lugging wood right now, and I'm not hurting. So that's, like, amazing for me. I'm usually really suffering. It's pretty effective. And so now, like I said, my husband and I are both taking it, and he even said his joints aren't aching as much, and he's feeling better.
Good health is only a phone call away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code USA.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Is managing editor for misleading statements about his experiences in the Iraq War. NBC chief executive Steve Burke says Williams' actions jeopardized the trust invested in him by viewers during his decade as the network's lead anchor. However, Burke also said Williams deserves a second chance. Last week, Williams apologized for saying he was on a helicopter that was hit by a grenade while he was covering the Iraq War in 2003. I'm Mike Rossiot.
The White House says that nearly all of the troops sent to West Africa to help in the battle against Ebola are heading home soon. About 1,500 of the 2,800 troops dispatched are already home. After April 30th, only 100 troops will remain in Africa. USA Radio News, I'm Jason Wirt.
Musicians, right now during Guitar Center's President's Day sale, save up to 60% off the best selection of guitars, drums, keyboards, DJ, and more. Deals like a Fender Squire Strat, now just $99. Ernie Ball acoustic guitar strings, 3 sets for $12. Or a PreSonus Audio Box USB interface, just $69. Plus, grab your copy of The List, featuring hundreds of deals so good we can't advertise them. Or create a deal with a cash-saving coupon from GuitarCenter.com. Don't miss the savings this President's Day weekend at Guitar Center.
British authorities are reevaluating their plan to have 24-hour surveillance on the Ecuadorian embassy in an attempt to catch an international fugitive hiding within its walls. More now from London correspondent Kyle McKinnon.
They're standing watch outside the Ecuadorian embassy here, not to protect the building, but in case Assange decides to make a run for it. The founder of WikiLeaks has been holed up in the embassy since June 2012, when he took refuge there to avoid extradition. Swedish officials want Assange sent to their country for questioning about possible sexual assaults. Assange denies wrongdoing and says he fears he'll be sent to the U.S. The Metropolitan Police Commissioner told a local radio station the resources spent to keep tabs on Assange, about $15,000 a day, require some review. Kyle McKinnon.